The butterfly effect and weather forecasting. In the 1950s, scientists were excited about using new computers to predict and maybe even control the weather. They thought with enough data and computing power, they could forecast the weather months in advance. However, they underestimated how complicated and unpredictable weather could be. Meteorologist Edward Lorenz played a key role in revealing this complexity. In 1960, he used a simple weather simulation program on his new computer to study weather patterns over time. Lorenz's model was basic and didn't include clouds, only using numbers to represent temperature and air currents. One day in 1961, Lorenz tried to repeat a previous simulation but entered the data with only 3 decimal places instead of 6. The results quickly diverged from the earlier simulation, creating entirely different patterns. This tiny error in data entry caused a big change in the outcome. Lorenz was stunned. He had assumed that small changes wouldn't greatly affect large systems like the weather. His findings showed that weather systems are extremely sensitive to initial conditions. This discovery, known as the butterfly effect, means that even a small change, like a butterfly flapping its wings, could potentially lead to major events, like a storm in New York. Lorenz's work became the foundation of chaos theory. Chaos and nonlinear systems. Sensitive dependence on initial conditions, exemplified by missing a bus leading to a ruined trip, illustrates the butterfly effect and the limits of weather prediction. Despite having sensors everywhere, predicting weather weeks in advance remains impossible due to its chaotic nature. Lorenz's discovery of chaotic weather patterns highlighted that simple nonlinear systems can exhibit complex behavior. For instance, a basic water wheel can spin chaotically if the water flow is irregular. Both weather and the water wheel are nonlinear dynamical systems, where small changes can lead to significant effects. Many real-world systems are damped and driven, such as a playground swing, which never settles into a stable pattern despite consistent inputs. Unexpected chaos in science. In the 1970s, chaos theory challenged the conventional linear understanding of physical systems, initially met with skepticism by scientists. Galileo's linear view of pendulum motion was proven incorrect due to factors like friction and air resistance causing nonlinear behavior. Stephen Smale, a mathematician at UC Berkeley, was an early proponent of chaos theory, leveraging his background in topology to study nonlinear systems like the van der Waals oscillator. Smale used a three-dimensional analogy of squishing and stretching a rectangle into a horseshoe shape to explain the unpredictability of chaotic systems. He found that chaos and instability are not the same. Nonlinear systems can be more stable on average despite disturbances. Smale was surprised to learn that meteorologist Edward Lorenz had anticipated chaos mathematics a decade earlier. The connection between Lorenz's and Smale's work paved the way for a new generation of researchers exploring the complexity of deterministic systems. Nonlinear dynamical systems in nature. Nonlinear dynamical systems, crucial in nature, extend beyond mathematicians and physicists. Lorenz's weather studies demonstrated their significance. For instance, animal populations exhibit nonlinear dynamics, studied in ecology, a field linked to chaos theory. Initially, population growth is simple, but limited resources lead to complex changes and potential collapses, known as boom and bust cycles. Ecologists use differential equations to model these changes. Robert May discovered that increasing boom and bustiness in gypsy moth populations, modeled by a logistic differential equation, led to unexpected behavior. Populations exhibited period doubling bifurcations before becoming chaotic. James York, in Period 3 Implies Chaos, confirmed that period doubling leads to chaos, challenging scientists who previously overlooked these effects. May later applied chaos theory to epidemics, emphasizing its importance. Journey and discoveries of Benoit Mandelbrot. Benoit Mandelbrot, a mathematician and polymath, often found himself in places where he wasn't welcome. As a child, he fled with his family from Poland to France in the 1930s. After World War II, he felt stifled by the intellectual climate at the École Polytechnique in France, where pure math was the focus. His colleagues didn't appreciate his visual approach to math problems. So, Mandelbrot moved to the US and worked at the IBM Research Center in New York. At IBM, Mandelbrot explored unfriendly territory in his research. One of his first interests was studying economic patterns like income distribution and price changes. By examining 19th-century cotton prices, he glimpsed the discovery that would make him famous, the intricately nested nature of our universe. Economists at the time believed prices fluctuated randomly in the short term but responded to real economic forces in the long term, converging around an average. However, cotton prices didn't follow this pattern. Using IBM's advanced computers, Mandelbrot found that daily price fluctuations matched monthly ones, with small trends inside bigger trends. Mandelbrot was fascinated by this symmetry of scale and discovered it in other structures, both abstract and real. He noticed that many natural structures, like mountains and clouds, could be broken into smaller versions of themselves. Mandelbrot called these structures self-similar or fractal. To explain his discovery, Mandelbrot asked, "How long is the coast of Britain?" Using a map and a ruler, you can measure the coastline, but you miss the smaller details. To measure each twist and turn accurately, you'd have to walk the entire coast, down to the outline of each rock and pebble. As your measurements get smaller, the coastline gets longer. Down to the atomic level, the length approaches infinity. Mandelbrot's fractal geometry explains this infinity, the rugged, scattered, and fragmented nature of our world. Because fractal geometry was so elegant and beautiful, Mandelbrot became a superstar in the academic community. His infinitely intricate geometrical structures became the visual representation of chaos theory. The mystery of turbulence in physics. On his deathbed, quantum physicist Werner Heisenberg vowed to ask God two questions about physics: why relativity? And why turbulence? Heisenberg joked, "I think he may have an answer to the first question." Turbulence, one of the toughest problems in physics, occurs when a smooth flow of gas or liquid suddenly becomes chaotic, forming whirls and eddies. Turbulence is everywhere and is a significant challenge for engineers. While watching a smoke ring break into curls might fascinate us, the same phenomenon under airplane wings can cause panic. For a long time, studying fluid dynamics seemed so difficult that physicists left it to engineers. However, chaos theory brought new insights into fluid dynamics. Strange attractors helped physicists understand the complex motions of turbulence. Before chaos theory, the most important theory came from Russian scientist Lev D. Landau. He proposed that any liquid or gas consists of many particles whose motion depends on their neighbors. In a smooth flow, particles have few degrees of freedom, but in turbulence, they gain more, creating more turbulence. In 1973, Landau's U.S. colleagues Harry Swinney and Jerry Golub tried to prove that turbulence builds up linearly. They used a system with two cylinders, one rotating inside the other, with liquid flowing between them. Initially, the liquid flowed smoothly, but as the rotation speed increased, the liquid formed wavy bands and eventually became chaotic and turbulent. This process was not gradual. Even in turbulence, smooth flow regions existed alongside turbulent ones. David Ruel's contribution to chaos theory. Belgian physicist David Ruel offered a solution. In the early 1970s, after attending a chaos theory talk by Steve Smale, he worked on an alternative to Landau's theory. Ruel used phase space to visualize turbulence in dynamical systems. A phase space tracks all possible states of a system over time and shows how it evolves. Some systems have attractors in phase space, like fixed states or dynamic cyclic states. Ruel found that many nonlinear dynamical systems have strange attractors. These systems orbit around certain points in phase space but never repeat the same cycle exactly. After Ruel published his findings, other scientists found strange attractors in nature. Astronomer Michel Henin discovered that star orbits around globular cluster centers correspond to strange attractors. Edward Lorentz had discovered the first strange attractor earlier. His endlessly looping pair of butterfly wings, the Lorentz attractor, was the first strange attractor ever described. The discovery of the Feigenbaum constants. In 1974 at Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico, staff and police grew concerned about a disheveled man wandering the campus at night, chainsmoking and pacing. This eccentric individual turned out to be Mitchell Feigenbaum, a young mathematical physicist on the verge of a groundbreaking discovery. Feigenbaum was known for his exceptional skills among colleagues. He began exploring chaos theory by examining simple nonlinear equations of phase transitions, similar to those studied by ecologist Robert May for animal populations. Feigenbaum, like May, was fascinated by how simple systems can produce complex behavior and sometimes never reach a stable state. Feigenbaum focused on almost intransitive systems, which oscillate around one average state for a long time before suddenly shifting to a completely different state. An example is the White Earth scenario. Scientists speculate that if Earth had enough ice and snow, it might become much cooler. The mystery is why this hasn't happened in Earth's history. Feigenbaum was intrigued by the boundary between order and chaos where these shifts occur. Using a handheld calculator, he examined the period doubling bifurcations of nonlinear equations and noticed an unexpected regularity. The results converged geometrically to a number, 4.66920160. When he tested different equations, he found this number was always the same. Even Robert May later encountered this number in his studies of animal populations. After working intensely for 2 months, Feigenbaum outlined the universal principle of the Feigenbaum constants. His discovery revealed a new aspect of chaos theory, universality. Before this, scientists thought each nonlinear system needed individual analysis. Feigenbaum showed that certain features of nonlinear systems are consistent and predictable. Although Feigenbaum's theory was formally proved in 1979, the discovery of the Feigenbaum constant was crucial in unifying and validating chaos theory, making it more credible to traditional scientists. The rise of chaos theory at UC Santa Cruz. By 1977, chaos theory was gaining attention, with the first major conference held in Como, Italy. Young math and physics students struggled to find guidance in this new field until a group at UC Santa Cruz took the initiative. Robert Stetson Shaw, a graduate student, began exploring the Lorentz attractor using an analog computer. His work, involving variable adjustments to observe system changes, attracted fellow mathematicians Doyne Farmer and Norman Packard, and computer expert James P. Crutchfield. Together, they formed the Dynamical Systems Collective, also known as the Chaos Cabal. The group equipped their lab with plotters and filters to visualize nonlinear system behavior and identify patterns. They notably linked chaos theory with information theory, using entropy to explain how systems tend to become more disordered over time. Their research suggested that strange attractors could generate information and influence biological and cognitive processes. The collective also explored how chaos theory applied to everyday life, such as chaotic patterns in a dripping faucet or a fluttering flag. Their innovative approach and relatable examples helped popularize chaos theory, attracting interest from fields like economics, ecology, and meteorology, and significantly expanding the field. Chaos theory in science and medicine. Chaos theory led researchers to discover nonlinear dynamical systems everywhere. Albert Leibchaber tested Feigenbaum's theory on turbulent fluid motion using liquid helium and found patterns of period doubling bifurcations as he increased temperature. He believed nonlinearity helps systems recover from disturbances, unlike linear systems that stay off track when disturbed. In the 1980s, doctors began applying chaos theory to biology. Bernardo Huberman demonstrated that eye movement patterns in people with schizophrenia follow universal laws of motion, showing that biological systems also exhibit chaotic behaviors. The heart is a prime example of a nonlinear system. Irregular heartbeats, like ventricular fibrillation, can be life-threatening, but defibrillators can help restore normal rhythms. Chaos theory now helps us understand various dynamic diseases, including some breathing disorders and leukemias. Joseph Ford argued that while the universe's rules may seem random, they follow specific patterns, like loaded dice. Key points. 1. Tiny changes in initial conditions can lead to vastly different weather outcomes, illustrating the butterfly effect. 2. Chaos theory reveals that small variations can cause unpredictable results in complex systems. 3. Nonlinear systems, like weather and animal populations, can behave in unexpectedly complex ways. 4. Fractal geometry shows that nature has self-similar patterns at different scales. 5. Turbulence in fluids is better understood through chaos theory and strange attractors. 6. Feigenbaum's constants show universal patterns in chaotic systems. 7. Chaos theory helps explain and treat irregular heartbeats and other dynamic medical conditions.